It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
I can't get no 8 hours of sleep. Now when you here laying next to me, it's like the third time switching out the sheets. Housekeeping must know that we some freaks. When you go away, I hate the distance. Booking flights like I was your assistant. I could never treat you like no mistress. But if I f*** you like y'all, then what's the difference?
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Tony Smith in the building for our second hour here on the program. Cal, did we have a winner for the Gruber? Oh, okay. My bad. I didn't mean to put you on blast. Cal said, I got him on hold and trying to get the information. But thanks for calling in and participating. Always a great opportunity. Tony, I wish I was eligible to get that $5,000, man. Can we make up an alias? We need to come up with something.
I can use that cake. Don't do it.
I don't know, man.
Do everything by the books.
Well, you know what?
That'd be my suggestion.
I am talking to the absolute worst person when it comes to something like that.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Somebody who semi-retired, got things on cruise control. Man, I got bills, man.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do
on a fixed income.
I ain't doing nothing outside the lines for $5,000.
Man,
that's not enough.
Golly, come on, man.
$5 million? Might think about it.
Yeah.
$5 billion? Oh, I'm doing something outside the lines.
Yeah.
Slightly, though.
Yeah.
Only slightly.
That's messed up, man. Did you ever think about this, like, where you are right now in life, Tony, in terms of being on a fixed income and you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't ever think about the day that I'll be on fixed income, because fixed income sounds so bad, but if you got enough to cover everything, it's really a great thing.
Yeah, you got no worries. It is a great thing. I didn't think about it. Luckily, I had some people help me get there, telling me what to do and what not to do. One was, if you want to wear slides outside, go right ahead, but just don't wear your house shoes outside.
So you didn't buy a car wash when you were playing in the NBA.
I did not get that car wash. That was one of the things that was on the bulletin board. Don't buy car washes.
Don't buy a car wash. Don't buy a restaurant. Don't buy a car dealership.
Don't use your uncle who just created a financial advisory firm like 2 days after you got drafted. Don't use them.
Probably not a good idea.
Yeah, use somebody you see on TV who has a national commercial out. They're probably legit.
Yeah. So before break, I mentioned this, and there's two developing stories in the Devontae Mitchell death that occurred outside of the Hyatt Regency Hotel here in downtown Milwaukee on June 30th. The four men that are charged with the murder, felony murder, Todd Erickson, Brandon Turner, Devin Johnson Carson, and Herbert Williamson will stand trial for this. And we do have audio. And also, yesterday, a settlement was reached with Ambridge Hospitality over Devontae Mitchell's death. And Ambridge, and we have some audio, so let's take a listen, and we'll get reactions from Tony and you, Truth Nation, as well.
A settlement has been reached with the operator of the Hyatt Regency Hotel in downtown Milwaukee.
Now, Mitchell died after being pinned down by four now fired hotel staffers. Fox 6's Bria Jones in the newsroom with the latest developments here, Bria.
Well, Ben, Steph, the settlement is with Ambridge Hospitality, the operator of the Hyatt Regency where Devontae Mitchell died. Now, the terms of this agreement were not disclosed to the public. Video shows 43-year-old Mitchell being restrained by four now-fired hotel employees in late June. The settlement comes 47 days after Mitchell's death. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office ruled Mitchell's manner of death a homicide. Autopsy results show he died from restraint asphyxia. Cocaine and meth were also found in his system. In a statement, Ambridge Hospitality says in part, the settlement announced today is a result of the good faith discussions with the representatives of Devontae Mitchell's family, with the goal of bringing the family some comfort as they mourn this tragic loss. Now today, the four men charged in Mitchell's death were in preliminary court. Todd Erickson and Brandon Turner, both security guards, Herbert Williamson, a bellman, and Devin Johnson Carson, a front desk clerk, are charged with felony murder. Now, a judge found there is enough evidence for this case to go to trial. B'Ivory Lamar, one of the Mitchell family attorneys, says the team is still working for full justice.
As it relates now,
yeah, so that was a report from Fox 6, I believe. And again, the four men that were involved in this murder will stand trial. But more importantly, Tony, the first of, I'm going to say, several settlements have taken place for the family. And it remains confidential, the terms of the settlement. But let's be real. And that's what we do here on Truth Be Told. We tell the truth. If you're Ambridge Hospitality, you want to make sure that you take care of the family now, because you're either going to pay now or most likely pay more later. But again, hopefully this settlement is A, the first of many to come, B, it was sufficient and met the terms that the family had laid out, and C, it further hopefully puts Devontae Mitchell's family a step closer in the direction for justice.
Yeah, correct. I mean, you know, like I say, it came 47 days after it. I mean, this is a settlement, so not talking about the arrest or the charges or all that. You know, you're talking about, okay, boom, we got a settlement 47 days after. I don't know where that sits as far as, is it fast, slow, or whatever, but it seems that 47 days seems pretty fast for a get through everything and then have a settlement.
Yeah.
So to me, that says Ambridge is like, listen, we know, right? We didn't necessarily do anything. We know, but the people that we employed are responsible for this, right? Mm-hmm. So the important message that we're going to send is like, we're taking accountability. We hired some people. Mm-hmm. We had some people on staff who didn't do the right thing and didn't do the right thing to a degree where they cost a man his life.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take responsibility. We're going to, whatever in the settlement is, but also more importantly, these people also are going to be charged, put on trial. They're going to have to answer for their part of it. You know, Ambridge is not going to be on trial for it. It's going to be the people who are responsible. Ambridge is just doing seemingly what they were supposed to do, right? And it just sends a message like, listen, you're not going to be under our watch and doing things that you want to do.
Like, yeah.
We didn't hire you to do that. We didn't hire you to, you know, detain people or lean on people's neck, and definitely didn't hire you to kill anybody. We're trying to run a hotel here, and that's what we're going to do. You leave the policing to the police.
Yeah.
So it sends a clear message. Like, if you know, you would think that, listen, if someone is now working for not only Ambridge but any other hotel, and they're seeing this happening, now the question is how many eyes are actually on this? How is this going to trickle down through boardrooms, you know, across the country as far as hospitality go? And like, listen, here's this case right here.
Yeah,
y'all better look at this.
Yeah,
now this is what's going to happen.
Benchmark case,
right? We're gonna do the same thing. Like, this is the examples that they pull out in meetings at the corporations. Like, this is what happens. Yeah. You're gonna pay for it. Like, you have no protections here. You do something you're not supposed to be doing. There is no protections.
Yeah. So the four men involved in Devontae Mitchell's murder will stand trial. And yesterday, I listening to their attorneys, Tony, I know they have a job to do.
Correct.
They have to defend their client to the best of their ability. And I was very curious to see what position they would take, or what excuse.
What defense? Yeah.
Yes. It ain't no defense to what right. we saw. It's an excuse now. And the attorney, Craig Johnson, who is representing Devin Johnson Carson, said, quote, clearly, there's a tragedy that's occurred here, but not every tragedy has a villain, and not every tragedy is a crime. Herbert Williamson's attorney, Theodore O'Reilly, says he intervened in a situation that was chaotic. He tried to restrain somebody who was large, who was struggling, who was fighting, and this was the result. But there's no probable cause for felony murder, Your Honor.
Hey, listen, you've already said it. Like, you're a defense lawyer. You know that you're going to have some cases that people are doing stuff, and your job is to defend them. Like, if you don't have the stomach for that type of job, you don't take that.
You don't take that.
They don't take that position.
That's true.
So clearly, they understand. And listen, by the way, defense lawyering is a lot of money. That's where the big money is, right? You get these defendants that you got to present a case to. I mean, because again, they're entitled to a defense, just like everybody else is. So mm-hmm. you got to present a case. You got to do it properly. Because if you don't do it properly, now they're going to come on appeal. Hey, my lawyer was not doing his job.
Yeah,
he didn't try to actually defend me. Like you might feel like there's really no defense, like you say, but if you don't do your job, here comes the appeal. My lawyer didn't do his job. He didn't defend me the right way. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. And I've seen cases where they get another trial because of that kind of stuff. So, and it's like you say, you go back to what you really want from this case. You want accountability. We saw that from Ambridge. You want accountability for these, the four defendants. Give them their trial. Give them the jury. Let them convict or not convict, whatever they're going to do. But you really want that closure for the family, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay, this whole thing is wrapped up. It's not lingering. We don't have people, you know, coming back to the courts trying to get out, because now the family's going to be contacted. Oh, so-and-so appealed. Oh, he's trying to do this again, right? So now it just keeps dragging this. You never get a chance to get over it and grieve properly and get that thing closed, at the closure in your mind that you need.
Yeah. Truth Nation, hit us up, 833-212-1017. Let us know what you think about these latest developments in this Devontae Mitchell murder and now trial that will take place with these four men that were responsible for that. There are some things that I definitely want to break down on the other side of the break, because Williamson's attorney, Theodore O'Reilly, says he intervened in a situation that was chaotic. Your client was the bellhop. Most of us, when we see something going on like that, and if we only think we – thank you, Kyle. The only thing that you're going to do is like, look, I deal with bags. I don't do that.
Hey, what I'm doing, I'm running to the phone calling the police.
Yes, yes. So, Truth Nation, let us know if you think the same thing. Again, 833-212-1017. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
$24, single as a dollar bill, handsome and well
Truth Nation, August is Black Business Month, and the award-winning 101.7 The Truth is teaming up with Associated Bank to celebrate the excellence of Black-owned businesses in our community. Together, we are committed to uplifting local organizations and supporting Black businesses, and this is why Carrie Noni will be hosting a Black Business Spotlight Show on Monday, August 26th from 6 to 7 p.m. She will spotlight three locally owned Black businesses and tell their story of success. Whatever your financial needs are, Associated Bank can help. Member FDIC. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Tony Smith is in the building. And if you're watching on YouTube, I promise he's here. His chair is just empty right now, but he will be right back. But we're talking about the latest developments in the Devontae Mitchell murder. Again, a settlement has been reached with Ambridge Hospitality, and it is a settlement that has remained that is confidential. But according to reports, both parties expressed satisfaction at avoiding a court trial and declined further comment. So again, the family and the company that employed the four men that operated at the Milwaukee Hyatt Regency has reached a settlement. And again, and on the same day, yesterday, it has been determined that these four men will stand trial for felony murder in Devontae Mitchell's death. Those four men are, again, Todd Erickson, Brandon Turner, Devin Johnson Carson, and Herbert Williamson. And some of the opening, and we were discussing it a little bit before the break, Tony, we understand that these defense attorneys, they have a job to do. And if they don't do it, regardless of how they feel about it personally, they can't say or act in that way because these clients or defendants can say, I wasn't represented adequately and I need a new trial, even though everyone has seen the video, they've been convicted and all of that, which means more delays, more court backups, court case backups, more taxpayers' money that is being spent when you have these type of things going on. But again, this is the first of, I'm going to assume, several lawsuits that will be filed, because I can't help but think a lawsuit will be filed against the Hyatt itself, the city. There's so many other things that is going to lead down that road to justice for the Mitchell family, because what happened could have been avoided, should have been avoided. Mm-hmm. And now you have a lot of people trying to figure things out.
Yeah, I think what you want out of this, me obviously as someone, I'm not in the family, but again, you want to see accountability from everybody involved. So obviously we know the defendants they have their perspective on it, right? They're like, hey, listen, there was something going on. I jumped in, right? That might be their perspective on it. Unfortunately, your perspective does not mean you were in the right, right? You still did what you did. Maybe in your mind you thought it was the correct thing to do, but it was not. And yeah, that's just something, like I said, you made a decision in a split moment, and it was the wrong decision. Unfortunately, you got to pay for it. It's like, you know, someone in a car, you get in an accident. Did you mean to get in an accident? Did you want to wreck your own car? Did you want to possibly hurt yourself in an accident? No. But you did it, and you hurt somebody else. Mm-hmm. You got to pay the consequences. That's just what it is. So these people, I'm sure, didn't think that they were doing anything that bad, or else why are you doing it? Right. Yeah. If you don't think you're doing anything wrong, why are you doing it? If you know you're doing something wrong and you're doing it, that's a whole nother thing. But no one's going to be able to to decipher intent, right? Like that, you don't know intent unless they tell you intent. So
I think that's the key thing. What Tony's talking about is the fact that you talk about intent, and sometimes as human beings, we see things right, and you're like, obviously, they probably didn't mean to kill him, but when you're not experienced in trying to restrain somebody,
correct,
that could be the end result. And so they try to get empathy from the fact that, hey, listen, I'm just a person that has a family, and I was just, you know, I was just trying to assist and help, and I didn't intend for this to happen. And I think you hit it, you know, the nail on the head when it's the fact that, yeah, you didn't intend for this to happen, but just like Devontae Mitchell lost his life, and a mother lost her son, a daughter lost their father, a wife lost her husband. Unfortunately, you know, in this case, the people, the perpetrators,
they're gonna
have to go behind the bars, and then somebody else gonna have to pay for it, right? Like somebody gonna lose their husband to being behind bars, somebody gonna lose their brother being behind bars. But that is the repercussions for your actions. So I hope that we don't start feeling empathy for these individuals because they have families. Because remember, Devontae Mitchell also has a family.
Exactly. Right. No,
these individuals are still alive, by the way, too.
And it made me think back to some of the fights and stuff that I saw growing up, because if somebody got beat up, that's why they would always – like, there would be always someone around that would break up a fight before it got too bad. And you would often hear somebody say, all right, man, dude had enough. Like, you'd made your point. Because if something happens that, you know, you're in a fight and then you hit, I may hit somebody in the head or punch somebody in the head in the wrong place, they slip into a coma, then all of a sudden it's like, whoa. This went from maybe a simple fight or a simple assault to possibly murder.
Right.
You know, and so, again, you both make great points because, yes, of course, I'm sure you wouldn't have wanted this to result in death, but it happened and you were part of it. And no one forced you to be a part of it. So that's just what you have to live with now. Joe hit us up on our True Talking text line and says, the family had no idea why Mitchell was at the hotel, but settled in 47 days. Hopefully they receive the right kind of closure and become closer and more accountable for each other's mental health and circumstances. Thank you for that, Joe. Rena says, what happened to the desk clerk that hit him with the broomstick?
Yes.
Thank you, Renee. I'm sorry. Not Rena. Renee. Thank you very much, Renee. Yes.
That's what I was saying from the beginning.
We're all trying to figure that
out. Like, why is this person hitting this person, guy with a broom anyway? Like, what are you doing?
Yes, yes. And Rachel had the same question on our YouTube message board and said, will they... And what about the woman who assaulted him with a broom?
I know, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a burning question.
Yes, yes. Everyone wants to know. Now, someone did call and kind of outed that woman and her name and stuff, but we didn't want to, repeat the name. But there are people out there who know who this woman is, and I am curious to see. Now, that's something that, maybe others should try to pursue, because the family is dealing with so much right now with what's going on and Devontae Mitchell being, no longer with them, that they're not really focused probably on the woman that hit him with the broom. They are more focused on the four people that now will stand trial. But someone 100%. Else does need to make that person accountable.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's the people who employed her. Including the Hyatt, Ambridge, whoever is in charge of the people who are at the hotel. Like, if she works at the hotel, somebody's in charge of her. Yeah. Those are the people that need to, because what you want, like, if I'm running a place, I don't want my employees doing anything like that, right? I don't want them to be responsible in any way for somebody else's death, right?
Right.
So you either hire a security company. Now, that security company is the first company that's in charge and responsible, then we employ this security company, so we're behind them. Mm-hmm. But right, at least we hired a security company. This is what they do, right? I don't want my bellhop and my desk clerk attacking people. that's not what I hired you for. There's nowhere in the job description or your application that I say, can you fight?
Yes, right.
Or do you know how to restrain someone properly?
Do you know how to restrain someone?
That's not in the job description. I don't want you doing that. And I want to deter any employees from doing that. Nope, that ain't your job, bro.
Right.
You sit behind the desk. You pick up the phone. You call the police if you see something going on.
Yeah.
Don't get yourself in there. Well, you might get yourself hurt. Mm-hmm. You don't know what you're stepping into. Like, you're just going to run up to people. Like, they don't know what he was capable of.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, just that's not the thing to do.
Yeah.
Right? In a split second instant, you might think, oh, I'm going to help out. But you got to, like, quickly rethink and say, that's not the right thing
that's
to do.
Probably not
that's
what
probably
I
not
should
a good
be
idea,
doing
right?
yes Rachel hit us up on our YouTube message board and says, but what about sending a message that this is not acceptable, is just sweeping it under the rug until the next time? Will they provide better training for their security guards to handle mental health issues? Rachel, that is a great question, great observation, because yes, you're right. They settled this and they're just basically saying, okay, we were responsible for this, but you would like to hear them come out and say, okay, how moving forward, we will never be in this position again. And
I tell those boys, don't be doing that.
Right. And
not
yes,
going to give you training.
We're going
That's
to
gonna be a whole, like, I mean, do the police even have that training? We see the issues with police. Like, we just saw the guy, the Sonya Massey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but that's also, that also goes into something we talked about yesterday with police reform. And if this is a move that was allegedly banned when George Floyd was murdered,
kneeling,
you shouldn't, this shouldn't even be the case anymore. We shouldn't see this anymore. But when you end up giving us Juneteenth for a federal holiday as opposed to a real police reform, which I
take
still,
this holiday,
yeah,
quiet down,
which I'm still baffled over, then maybe we wouldn't see these things, and maybe there would be harsher consequences for anyone that wants to use this move, police officers, security guards, whomever. If you decide to put your knee and restrain or restrict someone from breathing, then you should have to face these type of consequences. And so, as always, we will continue to give you updates on this story as it constantly develops, because from June 30th, when this happened, to August 20th, this story continues to develop. Now, stick with us. Keep it locked right here, because on the other side of the break, speaking of stories that have been updated and continues to have more twists and turns, not sure if you remember Crystal Kaiser, the young lady who killed her sex trafficker in self-defense. She has now received her sentence, and it's igniting debate over justice for trafficking victims. You definitely want to stick around for this story, and we want to hear from you, Truth Nation. Make sure you chime in, 833-212-1017. And again, you can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Welcome back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Again, make sure you stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you don't miss a minute of any live show, because if you go to YouTube now, you will be able to not only hear this audio but see the video, courtesy of Fox 6. We're talking about Crystal Kaiser, and if you are unfamiliar or don't remember the story, Crystal Kaiser, who was awaiting trial and waiting sentencing for killing her alleged sex trafficker, Crystal Kizer claims that the person that she killed was sex trafficking her, and this was in self-defense. And for an update on this story, let's head to Fox 6 and hear more.
Crystal Kizer was 17 years old when she was charged with killing a man she says sexually abused her for years. The case garnered international attention.
And now 6 years later, she is sentenced. Fox 6's Ashley Sears joins us here in studio to explain that this isn't the outcome her supporters wanted here, Ash.
Stephanie, this sentence comes after Kizer pleaded guilty to a lesser charge of second-degree reckless homicide. Advocates for sex trafficking survivors were hoping she would get time served.
6 years after Crystal Kizer walked into a Kenosha County courtroom for the first time, she returns for the ending to her case. Our cameras were not allowed to film inside, only permitted to capture photos. In 2018, then 17-year-old Kizer was charged with shooting and killing 34-year-old Randall Volar at his Kenosha County home. Prosecutors say she set his house on fire and stole his car.
This is a crime, the most serious crime known to man.
The case garnered international attention after Kizer said Volar was abusing and trafficking her for years. In 2020, a handful of groups helped pay her $400,000 bond so she could be free before her trial. In May of this year, Kizer pleaded guilty to a lesser charge of second-degree reckless homicide. Monday, a judge sentenced her to 11 years in prison with 5 years of extended supervision.
It's a heartbreaking decision.
Yasmin Vafa is the executive director of Rights for Girls, an organization working to change the narrative on the criminalization of sexually abused girls. She helped write a report on it.
We are still letting so many of these young girls fall through the cracks.
While the Kizer case is done, advocates say their work continues.
I think just it's a tragedy all around.
So that was the report from Fox 6 regarding Crystal Kizer, again sentenced to 11 years in prison. And Tony, here's the breakdown that I want to look at. And I think this is so important to look at the two cases and see if there's any sort of prejudice or racially motivated decisions in this. So let's look at Crystal Kizer. Crystal Kizer fatally shot Randall Volar III in 2018, arguing that he sexually abused and sex trafficked her and other underage black girls in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Key words. Underage black girls. And this is when we're going to see the value in underage black girls. All right. That's what Crystal Kizer argued and said was going on. And that was the reason why she fatally shot Randall Volar.
And they also had evidence of that he was doing this.
Okay.
They raided his house.
Correct. Now, on the other end, you have Cal Rittenhouse. This is same Kenosha, Wisconsin, fatally shot two men and injured one during protests, arguing he was ambushed. Crystal received 11 years in jail. She was facing life in prison. And Cal Rittenhouse was acquitted of all charges.
Mm. Interesting contrast.
Where's the justice? And if you are affiliated with Crystal Kizer in any way, shape, or form, you clearly are seeing that underage black girls really doesn't matter. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the first question that obviously we in the black community are going to ask is, Now, had there been a black dude abusing underage white girls, and one of the white girls killed him, and what she was saying is self-defense, what would happen there?
Oh, come on. Come on. It is.
I mean, right? That's the question.
Right. It is so ridiculous. This is the same Kenosha, Wisconsin, where a 18-year-old white dude can take it upon himself to get dropped off by his parents in Kenosha. Didn't even live in Kenosha. Lived in Illinois. His parents dropped him off with a rifle to do what? Like,
I want to be in the mix.
Yeah, that's not dropping your kid off at some camp and saying, hey, have fun. This is, you're in the heat of these protests. And why do you think, as a parent, it's a good idea to drop your 18-year-old kid off with a rifle in his hand? And then proclaims he got ambushed. So why would somebody just ambush him? And you get away with fatally shooting two people, injuring one. And here is a black girl who was 17 at the time, who is telling you that this older white man is sex trafficking me and other underage black girls. Y'all don't want to listen. And so, as my only option or alternative, I feel like I got to take this guy out.
So he was, well, like I say, they're showing in earlier on, he was, you know, on the radar of the police. He was arrested, quickly released, and then he continued his behavior. You know, when you look at this case, obviously, there's a part of it. Like if he hadn't been already under suspicion, investigation, and they haven't seen the evidence from his house, the videotapes that he was recording this stuff, the girls were young. If you don't have that, then there's a question of, okay, was he really trafficking?
Yeah, is she lying? Is she just trying to kill somebody that she didn't like?
Right.
Yeah.
And you have all that evidence, though.
Yeah.
So you understand that she is a victim now. It's not in question anymore. That's where the part that I'm like, okay, court system, the legal justice system, like, what are you doing right now? Like, you know that you have a victim here who's a victim of this stuff. And you're going to dictate that, oh, well, she still can't retaliate. She still can't protect herself. You're not taking into account, just like we were talking about the mental health stuff. Like, just imagine for a young girl, the trauma behind being trafficked like this and being abused.
Can't even imagine.
Right.
Yeah.
We cannot imagine it, right? But we also know it's there.
Yeah.
Right? We know it's there for sure. So when you have proof that this guy was doing that to this young girl, she knows that it was many other girls that he was doing it to. Yeah. I don't know how you can't somehow account for that if you're the justice system.
Yeah, I don't get it either. The caller, you are on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Oh, my comment, this reminds me very much of, what should have happened reminds me of what happened. Tony, I think when you were growing up, do you remember this lady named Laurencia Benbenek?
Oh, yep.
You remember how when she stood up against this evil system, because she was involved with Dirty Milwaukee Police in a certain way, and she was accused of a crime, and she decided to go on a run that went, I think, maybe a year, and it became a national story because I bet the national news has an international news who should know that in our state, a young black girl can be raped and kidnapped into a home. Very much like our ancestors were during slavery. I think if these people were really advocating for her, she would have never entered a courtroom until this case became an international news story so that the judge the district attorney and everyone in Kenosha would be exposed. And there are some things that, you know, I think are worth making a run for the border, which would be Brazil, in my opinion. And this is one of them. And if they were really advocating, I'm quite sure you got the money and you're collecting money from people, I think that might be the best thing for this young lady. Because now she's going through, can you imagine the horrors that she's gone through, being trapped in some old dude's house, being abused, and then further abused as an accused person of taking this piece of trash off of her?
Yeah.
She did what she should have did. She burned him down so he could never do this to anybody else.
Yeah. Thank you for your call.
I actually applaud that bravery.
Yes, yes. Thank you, the caller. We appreciate your call. And again, that is something that you do have to look at, you know, Crystal Kizer, and just feeling like, for her, she can't catch a break. She can't get any relief from it, because I didn't ask to be trafficked. I didn't ask to be put in this position. And if I can't get any help, then, you know, what am I supposed to do? And now I'm relying on the justice system to give me some justice, and you give me 11 more years in prison. And what is that going to do? That's not going to rehabilitate me. What is going to happen with 11 years from now, or if she gets out before then? What type of citizen, what type of mindset will I have? But, you know, that it's just, hopefully she's able to appeal and something better comes from it. Lana Banana, you are on Truth Be Told with Tony and Telly. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you two doing?
Doing good. Thank you.
Good. My heart goes out for the sister in Kenosha, because to me, this makes me think of, like, the female slaves on a plantation. A master, white master, did whatever he wanted to do with her. She escaped. Then the boys came out with the hound dogs, caught her. Now she's back on another plantation. But like with Kyle Rittenhouse, he's, you know, a white boy too. And, you know, he is, I guess, considered a master too. And, yeah, he shot a couple of white people, but, yeah, that's okay. Next time, okay, we're going to let you go, but next time just make it two black people, okay? So we're going to let you off, but just make sure you have black people next time, okay? You know, that's what this makes me think of. I don't know if it's a crazy way of analyzing it or whatever, but it's just not fair. Once again, you know, the person who are considered on a low totem pole, which is the black female, is once again, you know, treated and made to feel like she is inferior again.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much, Lana Banana. We appreciate the call. And I totally can understand and empathize with that mindset, because what is the justice system showing? They're not showing that these underage black girls that eventually will become women are valued. And when you look at the fact that you have someone who can go into the same city and get away with literally murder, and not only that, if you recall, there were several celebrities and prominent people that offered to pay for his defense. And it would be really nice to see these advocates from different women's groups and these sex trafficking anti-sex trafficking groups that could come to Crystal Kizer's support and show, like, look, this woman is being railroaded on top of being railroaded. And there's something that needs to be done. This is not a case which is now a national, you know, headline that should be just swept under the ground and say, okay, this is fine. This is not okay.
Yeah, it's just still, I'm still kind of baffled at how they're not really fully taking into effect that this girl was a victim. So yeah, that part I'm still like struggling with. I don't know how you don't see that, how you don't take that into account, because you're talking about what happened to Devante Mitchell and having some, you know, some mental, you know, some mental health issues, it's like now you're creating another person with mental health issues. This is that are created.
Yeah.
Your trauma.
Yeah.
So
the trauma continues.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're like you say, you're further traumatizing by saying, we don't care about what you did. Right. Yep. So
yeah,
it's just tough for me.
Yeah, yeah. This is a tough story to process. And unfortunately, Crystal Kizer did get sentenced 11 years. But hopefully an appeal is coming soon. And hopefully this will be overturned. When we come back, we'll wrap things up with our Truth of the Matter. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, we have run out of show, but before we get out of here, my truth of the matter will be real simple, and that is continue to pay attention of what's going on, not only in Chicago this week at the DNC, but today. Madam Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Milwaukee. See if she or listen out to see if she does unveil any more of her policies. That is my truth of the matter. Continue to stay locked in.
Yeah, my truth of the matter is people be careful and be aware of your actions. Like we say, we don't know what other people's perspective of your actions will be. You have something in your mind that you might think, oh, I'm doing this, or this is the right thing to do. But it's not necessarily going to play that way. With the public, with the law, with people standing by watching, you never know. Be very, very careful out there.
Yeah, good call, Tony. Thanks for listening in. Keep it locked right here. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes is up next. Senator Raphael Warnock will be joining Sherwin at 9:30. You definitely want to keep it locked right here. Thanks for joining. Peace out.